I heard there was a sacred chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king compose an alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I've done my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't try to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Yeah. Sure, that would be me. I'm the one with the cancer, right?
Oh, okay. So here, I'm gonna give you tons of things not to do anymore. All right.
Okay.
Should we write? Oh, you're recording it. Okay.
You're recording. One thing you're gonna do is not ever say the C word again.
Yeah, I'd love not to.
And never call it yours. So here's the thing. I have my girlfriend, who was like 75 at the time, get over stage 4. And it was because I gave her a list of things and she did what I told her. And then next year, the surgeon said to her, I can't believe that you are one of the ones who made it, because I thought that she wouldn't. And it's like, the list was really simplistic, but... But she allowed me to help her, and she listened to the things I told her. So, so some of the things is going to be on the surface, like social thing. So, I'm feeling it in your body. These sounds are me releasing it. I feel it in your body, like in your back and whatever, in the back of you. And it feels like a wall of pain. And it's almost like you tried to put the pain behind you. And there's just too much of it. And it's like permeating inwardly on you now. Does that make sense?
I'm really not in pain, to tell you the truth.
It's not physical pain. It's emotional pain. It's from past lives. Can I talk about your past lives?
Sure.
Because this is what we're releasing, is past life trauma that you've been pulling through to the present lifetime.
Okay.
All right. I know it's weird foo-foo, but it works for a lot of people, okay?
Sure.
So actually what's happening is there's a lot of emotional stuff on a cellular level. I feel it in the bones, in your sacrum area. I feel it in your back. I feel it, this emotion. So basically what I'm doing with these noises is I'm gathering it up in the body and working to release it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So do you believe in alternative medicine at all?
I'm really new to it, to be very honest.
I'm trying to learn. So what's your sister's name, your friend's name? Who's right?
Virginia.
There? Virginia?
Yes, Virginia.
So, Virginia, do you ascribe to natural at all? alternative, or is this really new to you as well?
It's new to us. She has a good friend who believes in this, and she was telling me about you and
Okay.
some prophets that you had to go to, but she can't travel too far.
No.
So.
I don't do sessions hands-on anyways right now. I mean, I can, but it's just as effective doing it this way. Actually, probably better because it can just So I'm going to give you something to say. If you're strong enough to tap, you're going to do it on yourself, or Virginia's going to help you. Either one. I'm going to give you something to say, and at the same time, you're going to like be tapping continuously on the top of your head as you say it three times.
Okay.
Fourth time on the chest, and a fifth time on the abdomen. Okay. So understand these sentences that I'm giving you are not referring to this present life. I'm releasing emotional issues from past lifetimes that are bleeding through here. All right. So when I say something like we release giving up, I'm not implying that you're giving up. And when I give you a tap, we release the trauma of dying,
Good.
past life dying. What, Virginia?
I was just saying, it's
Someone's
getting
calling
cold.
in.
Sorry. Not sure
It
how I'll get it.
happens.
Just
That's just how it happens because they feel the
okay.
energy and then they want to like, they're attracted to the energy. It happens all the time. So this is a
Okay, they
physical.
stopped.
Yeah. Don't worry, they'll try again. We release giving up in all moments.
You want me to repeat that?
I want you to either have Virginia tap on your head as you say it three times, or you tap on your head as you say it three times.
We release giving up in the moment.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
You're close. Everyone gets it wrong. We release giving up in all moments.
We release giving up in a moment.
No. So when you
What is
can't
she?
say, the ego's trying to sabotage you because the ego likes you being in pain. The ego likes pain. So we're shifting that. So the ego's going to sabotage you from doing it right. It's a real simple statement. We release giving up. We release giving up four words in all moments.
We release giving up in our moments.
Nope.
In all
Virginia,
moments? All
help
moments?
me. Can you help me, Virginia?
All. We release giving up in all moments?
Yep, but pause before in all moments. We release giving up in all moments.
We release giving up
No, you're not
in.
tapping right. Let Virginia tap for you. Do you mind, Virginia? Keep
We
tapping like
She's got to
this,
say
like
it.
continuously. No, not like that. Yeah, like that. Now you say it. Nope, Virginia, come on, work with me. You got to do it like gingerly. Yeah. Now you say it. We release giving up in all moments. Keep tapping, Virginia.
We release giving up in our
All
moments,
moments. Nope,
all
all moments.
moments,
Start
our
over.
OUR,
Nope,
all.
ALL.
We release giving up in all moments.
Good. Say it again.
We release giving up in all moments. Let's do that. Please put that away.
Who else is there?
My husband, he
Can
left.
I see him or no?
Frank, you
Come
want to
here,
come here for a
Frank.
moment?
No. I gotta go.
Oh no,
Come
he's gonna
on,
go take a shower. He says
Frank.
he's gonna give us privacy. He
Frank.
left.
We release giving up in all moments.
We release giving up in all moments.
Ah! Now do it again. Virginia, move to her chest. The
In the
upper
middle.
breast. Not her boobies, the chest bone. Yeah. We release giving up in all moments.
Release giving up in all moments.
Good. Now her belly by the
Yep. We release giving up in all moments.
Now you want me to make these sounds because what I'm doing is the sound is an energy. I'm converting what you're dealing with into energy and dissipating it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What are you reading now?
I was going to record it also in case, but it wasn't recording.
No, it's so. Okay. We'll send okay. it to you. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
Okay.
Now this is a past lifetime. We're going to release a past lifetime so it changes of this lifetime. Okay?
Okay.
We release the trauma of dying in our moments. Virginia?
We release?
No, wait for Virginia.
Now I forgot what you said. We release the trauma of dying in all moments?
Yes! Keep going.
We release the trauma of dying in all moments. We release the trauma of dying in all moments.
Chest.
We release the trauma of dying in all moments.
Abdomen.
We release the trauma of dying in all moments.
Good. Okay, get ready. We're going to keep doing it. Here's the next one. We remove all curses on us in all moments.
We remove all curses on us in all moments. We remove all curses on us in all moments. We remove all curses on us in all moments. We remove all curses on us in all moments. We remove all curses on us in all moments.
Good. So this isn't true, but this is a belief system. We release pissing off God in all moments.
We release pissing off God in all moments. We release pissing off God in all moments. We release pissing off God in all moments. We release pissing off God in all moments. We release pissing off God in all moments.
We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments.
We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing us in all moments.
Okay, good. We release the belief that God hates us in our moments.
We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us at all moments.
In all moments. Do that one over.
In all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments. We release the belief that God hates us in all moments.
We release the belief that we let God down in all moments.
We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments. We release the belief that we let God down in all moments.
We release being in our own private hell in all moments.
We release pain in our own private hell in all moments. We release pain.
No. We release being in our own private hell in all moments.
We release being in our own private hell in all moments. We release being in our own private hell in all moments. We release being in our own private hell in all moments. We release being in our own private hell in all moments. We release being in our own private hell in all moments.
We remove ourselves from hell in all moments.
We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments.
We release being disconnected from our guides in all moments.
We release being disconnected from our guides in all moments. Disconnect from our guides in all moments. We release being disconnected from our guides in all moments. We release being disconnected from our guides in all moments. We release being disconnected from our guides in all moments.
Are you Catholic?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you a practicing Catholic?
Just recently, I've turned back to church. Before that, I was just a Catholic by name. I baptized my kids, et cetera, et cetera. Went to church when they were young and then stopped in the last 10, 15 years just due to life, but still try to believe.
Okay. We release being a martyr in all moments.
We release being a martyr in all moments. We release being a martyr in all moments. We release being a martyr in all moments. We release being a martyr in all moments. And we release being a martyr in all moments.
Is any of this resonating with you? Do you like the process? Or does it seem ridiculous to you?
Nothing seems ridiculous to me. So, I mean, it is a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm willing to give a try, hoping that, you know, we can work together.
Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable? Do you like feel like when you say one and it like feels like, yeah, I have that, or that resonates? Do you feel that at all?
Oh, you know what, Jen, let me be honest with you. I should have given it more thought, but I was concentrating too hard on remembering the words because I'm having a little trouble with my memory.
You're fine.
I was focusing so hard on remembering the ins and the ats and the alls and the hours.
That's fine.
You know, do I feel like I might have done something wrong that I was punished for now? Maybe.
No. What did I tell you about that? What did I tell you? That's
Don't do
not
that.
This lifetime. So it's not like you're thinking of something you've done. No. That's like something primal, like something that you're carrying in your DNA. We're releasing issues carried in the DNA. It doesn't mean that you're these things. And that's what I was trying to tell you. Don't identify with the taps.
I mean, can I ask a question? We're dealing with the past lives. How many past lives do we have or will we work with? Many?
Many. Yeah, many. It's hard to process with the conscious mind how many. Like, why did you ask that thing? Why did you ask that one?
Because I guess I was going to wonder next when we deal with the present life and this C word that I'm never going to mention again.
Oh, this is all what that C word is. This is
okay.
The C word. See, you're like trying to control things. And that's one of the issues and stuff is you think, okay, it's like a linear thing. It's like a ball. I got a ball. I can remove this ball and it's that. It's not like that. Right. It's a belief system you're carrying in your DNA. And your DNA is in every cell of your body. So it's not like you can cut it out like Western medicine. It's like you've got to address it on a cellular level. And that's what we're doing.
An analytical person, like in my life.
Wait,
so
wait.
I'm 63 years old, but I'm very black and white analytical. I, you know, look at things, you know, black or white. So it's hard for me to,
and
I guess I'm trying to explain why.
I know that. So,
I want to try.
Right, right. So let me talk. In your world, black or white means life or death, right? It's either you win or you lose. That's black and white. So that's a choice.
Right.
So actually, you're not that black and white because the very fact that you're agreeing to have this session with me means you're willing to come out of your black and white mentality and be more empowered than that. Right?
Right, right.
So that's the hope, right. The optimism. And it's a huge thing. And I know where you're at. Don't worry. I'm not under the illusion that you and I are going to sing Kumbaya after this. I know where you're at. Wait, what?
I was gonna say my girlfriend used to live across the street. Her name is Ida Faye. She had met you. I don't know if you remember her.
Ida's one of my favorite people in the world. I love her.
Okay.
Ida. And her twin sister too.
Yes, yes, I forgot her name.
Right, and her daughters are adorable.
Oh, Tony is the twin sister.
Tony, right? That's right.
Her daughter Marissa,
mm-hmm,
and Jen.
Did they ever get married? Is Marissa married now?
Marissa got married. We were at the wedding. Yes.
Cool.
Jenna is, as far as I know, she moved. She used to live right across the street from me in Mineola, but she moved. You know, about 20 minutes away. I don't get to see her that often. Last time I saw her was at the wedding.
Wow.
But I reached out to her, you know, when I found this diagnosis out, and I asked her, you know, what do you recommend? Who should I turn to? And she had recommended you.
Yeah, she described it to me. She said, I know you're not a believer in this stuff, but she believes. And she said, so open the crazy door. What do you have to lose at this point?
Exactly. So I do want to suggest the supplement, if you can get it for yourself or Virginia, if you can grab it, it's online. You can find it on Etsy. It's called Osage Orange Tincture. Osage Orange Tincture.
She's going to get a pen, Jen.
Yeah, okay.
And can I ask the doctors about this just to make sure it doesn't miss?
Absolutely.
I'm seeing them on Thursday. So if he says, you know, it won't have any effect. Okay.
Has your doctor asked you to
Where's the pen? Oh, yeah. Okay, what's it called?
Osage Orange Tincture.
How do you spell the first word?
Osage.
Orange.
Tincture. It was discovered from this healing guy around where I used to live in Rochester, New York. And what it does is it eats cancer cells. And that's what my girlfriend had when she was in stage 4. That's the one thing that I suggested. Have your doctors talked to you about your calcium? Did they tell you to limit your calcium?
No.
So something you might want to ask your doctor, because where I'm from in Rochester, it's one of the leading areas for cancer hospitals and everything. So I might know this stuff just from that. Is the one thing they asked my friend is to stop having a lot of calcium. So yogurt, do you do that?
Yeah, really. I'm on a very bland diet because I had two other issues evolving around this cancer, this
C word.
C word, which was, I think, a gallbladder stone that might have been blocking something that gave me acute pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my diet very, very bland.
There he is. There's the man of the hour.
Hi.
Hi, handsome.
Starting to bark. He's gonna get the dog away from us. Can I ask you a question? Where do you get this orange?
Osage orange.
The only thing, the only place I know of getting it is on Etsy online.
Oh,
Etsy.
Okay.
Etsy.com. And okay.
So well, she's definitely gonna check with Doctor first.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. And so what you would do is just put a couple drops in the water and drink it every day.
Well, you know what, Jen? You know what else I heard that I try to read a lot? They said to eat a high alkaline diet and to drink alkaline water.
Well, you know what happens when you have a session with me? I've done this at the retreats that I've done. Is like, you know, there's pH paper that you can test if you're acidic or alkaline. It's true that disease cannot grow in a slightly alkaline body. And most people are acidic. So there's supplements you can take, but people who have done sessions with me and then use the pH paper, it goes that they're pretty alkaline afterwards. So that's what this energy work does. It makes you alkaline. Now, I don't want you to take my word for it, but what you can do is start doing the taps. Like, I have this book, but you can also get the protocol. I have this book, SFT Tapping, but you can also get the protocol off my website called The Energetic Cleanse. So what you would do is do the protocol together, and you can help with Virginia. You're a great friend. Do the protocol on the C word, but say it then. And do the energetic cleanse with that. And then after you do it, the energetic cleanse with the C word, then you do it with owning C word. Because so many people, when they get that, they say my C word, mine. And it's not. It's just issues flowing through. So you got to make sure not to own it. Does that make sense?
I'm a little lost, to tell you the truth, Jen. How old are you, Virginia?
Well, I think she's saying that you can't say it's your C word.
Right. So if I have a backache, I wouldn't say my back, my breaking back. Okay. When I went through an issue with diabetes once, I had to reprimand the doctors over and over and say, please don't call it my diabetes. It's just an issue. And they apologized. And I got over the issue like that. Just switched the diet up for a little bit. So when you say my, you own it. It's almost like if you bring a stray pet
home. Like depersonalize it, like?
Yes. It's almost like it's a stray dog in the house. And if you name that stray dog, you know you're not going to get rid of it. You're going to make it a part of you, and you're going to identify it.
Right.
So let's do that. So let's do the taps directly on the C word. And we're going to say the C word to release it from you.
Okay, I was just giving her a piece of paper instead of she's writing on a paper towel. Supplement.
Right. And you're going to have this video, so you have this too. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so this is the tip. Do you guys want to stand up to do this, or you want to go sit back down? Are you comfortable?
Okay, you want to stand up? You want to stand?
No, we'll go sit back down, but we're sitting in a different place now. Because we came to go get paper.
That's fine. You're doing great, by the way.
I'm just gonna thank you. I'm just gonna ask you to tap a little bit to the right in a different place because you know I get headaches. Can she move it over to the right a little bit?
Yeah. Or even in the frontal lobe and stuff. We'll work on the headaches and stuff too. We release, internalize. Yeah,
she has brain lesions.
I'm sorry, what?
She has lesions in her brain too.
All right, well. So what you want to do is a visualization. You don't want to talk about them because other people put their intentions into it. And if you're in agreement with that, so what, when I hear you say that, I hear what you're saying, that yes, that's real. But I'm working overtime to melt those. So what you would do is, instead of talking about these issues that she said has, because you care about her so much, what you would do is use your visual intentions to melt those things. So see them like butter or something, and just see them melting and getting smaller every day. And the C word in her body, see it evaporating like water. So use your visualization. And if you can get a group of friends who can do that for her, instead of praying for her, just do the visualizations of seeing her clear of it, seeing, mentalizing it and visualizing it clear. And if at one point you want to do, get a group of people together, and we can do a whole hour of visualizations with you all. All right.
Okay, do I keep tapping?
What, Virginia?
Do I keep tapping?
Yeah, we're going to do a tap. We release owning cancer in all moments.
Oh, I didn't hear. We release
owning cancer in all moments. Okay.
Yeah. We release owning cancer in all moments. We release owning cancer in all moments. We release owning cancer in all moments. We release owning cancer in all moments.
Now, you know what I got from that? I got from you that you're a good person. You do everything for anyone else. And you stuff down your own needs so you don't get your needs met. So I got that just from that. So actually, you're on some level, you're really pissed. So we release the anger in all moments.
We release the anger in all moments. We release the anger in all moments. We release the anger in all moments. We release the anger in all moments. We release the anger in all moments.
We release being invalidated in all moments.
I didn't get that word. We release being
invalidated.
Oh, we release being invalidated in all moments. 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 We release being invalidated in all moments.
We release being a doormat in all moments.
We release being a doormat in all moments. We release being a doormat in all moments. Release being a doormat in all moments. We release being a doormat in all moments. We release being a doormat in all moments.
So
it's funny because she says she's a doormat.
Yep. I see it. You know what I saw? I saw you are the one that does the holiday meals. Are you the one that does the holiday meals? And you're exhausted and you wanted a break from it, but you don't know how to do that because nobody else can do what you do. So you're exhausted. And so the only way you have an out is by getting sick. So then people will leave you alone. And that's your way of telling people, I can't do it anymore. So basically, the C word is your way. The only way you can verbalize it is that I need a break. I need to be taken. What?
She'll do it, she tells me sometimes.
Wait, what?
Or you know what I would do, Jen? I would call out. You know what I would do? I would call out instead of cooking. I would just call out, make life a lot easier.
I know, but it's still tiring.
She does everything.
You don't feel like you
have three kids to treat.
We've at least been.
I was very tired this Christmas.
Yep. We've at least been taken advantage of. And
oops, what happened?
We've at least been taken advantage of in our moments.
We release being exhausted in all moments.
Pause before and slow down a little bit. We release being exhausted in all moments.
We release being exhausted in all moments. We release being exhausted in all moments. We release being exhausted in all moments. We release being exhausted in all moments.
So another thing is a relationship, you know, a marriage and stuff. We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments.
We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments. We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments. We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments. We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments. We release being the dutiful wife and mother in all moments.
We release feeling obligated in all moments.
We release feeling obligated in all moments. We release feeling obligated in all moments. We release feeling obligated in all moments. We release feeling obligated in all moments. We release feeling obligated in all moments.
We release being overloaded in all moments.
We release being overloaded in all moments. We release being overloaded in all moments. We release being overloaded in all moments. We release being overloaded in all moments. We release being overloaded in all moments.
We release being unappreciated in all moments.
We release being unappreciated in all moments.
It's like I'm a fly on the wall, isn't it?
We release being unappreciated in all moments. We release being unappreciated in all moments. We release being unappreciated in all moments. We release being unappreciated in all moments.
We release being at the bottom of the pecking order in all moments.
We release being at the bottom of the pecking order in all moments. The bottom of the pecking order in all moments. We release being at the bottom of the pecking order in all moments. We release being at the bottom of our pecking order in all moments. We release being at the bottom of our pecking order in all moments.
The pecking order. It's not your pecking order. The pecking order. Did you say that one right?
I have to do over?
Yeah. It's important.
We release. Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry. We release being at the bottom of the pecking order. At all moments.
In all moments.
We release being at the bottom of the pecking order. In all moments. Release being at the bottom of the pecking order in all moments.
We release being at the bottom of the pecking order in all moments. We release being in all moments.
We release using cancer to get a rest.
Yes.
We release using cancer to get a rest. In all moments. Using cancer to get a rest in all moments. Using cancer to get a rest in all moments. We release using cancer to get a rest in all moments. We release using cancer to get a rest in all moments.
Did we remove you from hell yet?
Yes, I think so.
We released being in her own private hell, but did we remove her from hell?
I don't think so.
We remove ourselves from hell in all moments.
We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments. We remove ourselves from hell in all moments.
You might want to ask the doctor if you're getting too much calcium, if you should cut down on the yogurt, milk, and dairy. Because what happens at a certain age is women overcompensate being afraid of getting a broken hip. So they use too much calcium. And what that is, it's toxic to the body after a while.
The only thing I really eat with calcium is yogurt. I try to have one yogurt a day, but I don't eat cheeses. Okay. I really don't eat a dairy. It's just, do you think too much?
Ask the doctor. He can do a test on your calcium levels. He might know.
Okay.
So do okay. And we release poison in ourselves in all moments.
We release poison in ourselves poison. In all moments. Poison. We release poisoning in ourselves.
Poisoning ourselves.
We release.
Oh, hard that means they're dead, and you got to fight through the resistance. We release poisoning ourselves in all moments.
We release poisoning ourselves in all moments. We release poisoning ourselves in all moments. We release poisoning ourselves in all moments. We release poisoning ourselves in all moments. We release poisoning ourselves in all moments.
We remove all blessings on us in all moments. Now, let me explain that one. Blessings have a short shelf life. So I had this woman who had Lou Gehrig's disease. She couldn't get out of bed. I went into her past lifetime and I saw her in the cotton field. She worked from morning to night. And when she was in that field, she goes, oh, I just wish I could lay in bed all day and people would wait on me. That was her blessing for herself. This lifetime, she's laying in bed. Everyone's waiting on her, but she has Lou Gehrig's disease. So we removed.
Well, she was just blessed today by a priest, a traveling priest from the Philippines that happened to be in our parish.
Don't remove that. Remove all outmoded blessings on us.
Remove all what blessings?
We remove all blessings that have turned into curses in all moments.
Remove all blessings that have turned into curses in all moments.
Yeah, good.
Remove blessings that have all turned blessings. Into curses. All curses. Remove blessings that turned into.
We remove all blessings that have turned into curses in all moments.
Remove all blessings that turned into curses in all moments. Remove all blessings that turned into curses in all moments. Remove all blessings that turned into curses in all moments. Remove all blessings that turned into curses in all moments.
Okay, so we're going to speed this up a little bit. I'm going to do the phrases. You tap for her on the phrases that I do. I'm going to do the
Should she tap herself if she can, and I'll hold the phone?
Yeah, you can tap on yourselves. Okay.
Okay.
So can you tap on yourself? So I'm going to do the zip file. I have the protocol. I'm going to do all of the protocol in one tap. It's like 40 taps in one. It's like cleaning you out really good. So I'm going to do that for you. But I'm
okay.
Jen,
what? Like sister said, I had a healing yesterday, so I don't want to remove any of the healings. So we'll be careful with, you know.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Okay. I'm tapping.
We fortify all healings in all moments. You say it.
We fortify all healings in all moments. We fortify healings in all moments.
All healings.
We fortify all healing in all moments. We fortify all healings in all moments. We fortify all healings in all moments. We fortify all healings in all moments.
You know what I'm going to be pissed at? You're going to get all better, and then you're going to like give credit to this priest who came in yesterday. That's how it happens.
No. Is that what happened?
Yes, you will. This guy was awesome.
No.
It's okay.
Ida gave you credit. I would pass on the credit.
It's okay. I'm just kidding. So get ready to tap. Just keep tapping. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and cancer in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and cancer in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and cancer in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and camp in all moments. The stomach. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and cancer in all moments. We release all karma with cancer in all moments. We release all karma with cancer in all moments. We release all karma with cancer in all moments. We release all karma with cancer in all moments. We release all karma with cancer in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and all curses of the Western world in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and all curses of the Western world in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and all curses of the Western world in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and all curses of the Western world in all moments. We energetically complete the PB&J between ourselves and all curses of the Western world in all moments. So each one of those is like doing 40 taps all at once. And so it's like consolidated. We're going to do some more. We remove all blockages to being cancer-free in all moments. We remove all blockages to being cancer-free in all moments. We remove all blockages to being cancer-free in all moments. We remove all blockages to being cancer-free in all moments. We remove all blockages to being cancer-free in all moments. You know why I'm laughing? Because you're listening to what I'm saying and you like that one and you start tapping like better, like, oh, okay, this one's better. I'm doing this one with my heart and soul. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What? Virginia?
See, I didn't know what.
I guess she relates to certain ones.
Yeah, certain that's what sayings. I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't know the PDG, the PD, the other one you were saying. I didn't
that's
know
just
what
a protocol. You don't have to know what that word is. That's me doing the protocol. It's in this book. It's like if peanut butter and jelly did not want a relationship anymore, they would do the PB&J protocol to be separated. Now you are peanut butter and cancer is the jelly and you don't want to be with jelly anymore. All right. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah. And a little PB&J. I never liked that anyway.
What's going on? Are you okay? You getting tired?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm okay. I'm gonna finish. I'm gonna stay with you.
We remove all engrams of dying in our moments. We remove all engrams of dying in our moments. We remove all engrams of dying in our moments. We remove all engrams of dying in our moments. We remove all engrams of dying in our moments. We release taken on.
I missed that one.
We remove all engrams of dying in our moments.
Okay.
We release taken on Jesus's pain in our moments. We release taken on Jesus's pain in our moments. We release taking on Jesus's pain in our moments. We release taking on Jesus's pain in our moments. Now you had another one on the head. Nope. Yeah. We release taking on Jesus's pain in our moments. We release taking on Jesus's pain in our moments. We release taking on Jesus's pain in our moments. We extract all stagnant energy from our sound frequency and our light emanation in our moments. We extract all stagnant energy from our sound frequency and our light emanation in our moments. We extract all stagnant energy from our sound frequency and our light in our moments. We extract all stagnant energy from our sound frequency and our light emanation in our moments. We extract all stagnant energy from our sound frequency and our light emanation in our moments. We release the trauma of the Crusades in our moments. We release the trauma of the Crusades in our moments. We release the trauma of the Crusades in our moments. We release the trauma of the Crusades in our moments. We release the trauma of the Crusades in our moments. So what I'm going to do for you, I know this is going to be painful right now. This is the hardest part of the session. It's going to be painful. All right, I'm telling you right now. I'm going to sing something to you and you have to listen. Okay. I heard there was a sacred chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king compose an hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned of love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. Love's not sign that you see at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 I did my best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so try to touch. I told the truth, I didn't try to fool you. I stand beside the Lord of Song. And even when it all goes wrong, I stand beside the Lord of Song. Nothing on my lips but hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room, I've walked this floor. I've lived so many lives before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Do this one last tap. Good. You felt that healing. Did your energy open up at all? Like getting chills or feeling chills inside? It's okay if you didn't.
Just emotional, feeling very emotional, crying type of, you know. Good. But that stuff gets to me. It always has.
We need you to release it. You need to like get more of that. We should do a whole session where I sing to you for a whole hour. If you can stand that, you can stand anything.
Actually, have a good voice.
You're so nice. Cute. You're really cute. You got that that same kind of cute energy that Ida has.
Oh shit!
Here, do this.
What are you feeling when you? What are you feeling when you're making those noises? Are you connecting with something?
Or? Yeah, I'm feeling the pain that she's infused in her body and her DNA, and I'm releasing it. I'm feeling punched. I'm feeling tortured. I'm feeling like overwhelmed, like life can't get any worse, like she's a soldier and she's fighting to the death, and it's like such a miserable experience. I'm feeling all of that and more all at once. So instead of you having to feel that, I'm just feeling it for you and giving you the benefits of it.
So do you feel it more so in me, or, you know, I don't want to get private and see other patients, or
it's all different. There is a lot in there. And what at first when we started connecting, you were like, oh yeah, whatever, and you wouldn't show me. But the more that we talked and you realized I wasn't as foo-foo, I mean, what I do is foo-foo to you, but it's like maybe there's something here, then you started talking to me in energy and started showing me what you're holding on in your body. And you showed me the dinner parties, you showed me the kids, the mouthy teenagers, the husband who comes home tired and doesn't give you the love you need. And you like just sucking it up and just like, just checking out because you're so exhausted.
Right. I'm wondering if I'm more exhausted than the average people that you work with. I mean,
yes. Yes, you are, because you're a caretaker, and culturally it's in your culture, like, are you Italian?
Yeah.
You're Italian Catholic. It's like, that's your role. It's like doing everything that you can, like working yourself to the bone is the norm. It's expected of you as an Italian mother and whatever. So you don't have any out. So that's what I'm feeling in you, is like, holy, I just, there's no one who gets it, because, you know, and it's like the only way I can like remove myself is either get sick, and if that's not enough, I'll just opt out. I'll just cross over, and then they can't wear me down anymore.
Oh, I would never think that though, Jen. I'd rather be a doormat.
I understand. It's not conscious. Mm-hmm. That's why it's on a cellular level. And that's why there's a disconnect between what I do and the body, because on the physical level, you can't think that way, but that's how your cells are feeling. They need to shut down. So you need to be taken care of as much as possible. Have people bring you meals over. Have people rub your feet. Have people nurture you, rub your back. Do nice things for you. Oh, you know what's another thing you might want to do? You might want to think about not wearing polyester anymore. Only wear cotton. Because the cotton allows your energy to breathe more and the polyester holds it in. And even go braless more if you can. Why are you looking at Virginia? What's she going to do?
Okay. She's going to write this down.
Yeah, okay.
It's polyester.
No polyester.
So if I was you, you might only stop wearing those nylon panties. Get rid of your nylon panties and buy, I forgot what they are, cotton. Just my size are the cotton ones.
No nylon or polyester.
I don't know what my underwear is made out of, to tell you the truth. Paid attention. Do you know?
So no. You should be aware.
Jen?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get back to a point. I'm the type of person that gets a thrill out of life helping other people, mostly my family and children. I love helping other people.
I know.
So I would never say, serve me.
I'm
just giving you.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I get it. It makes my life.
I know.
To make one of my,
okay. So, I get a thrill out of healing all of humanity. And I look how tired I look. Look how I don't have time for me, because 24/7 I'm helping people who are needing it. And it thrills me. I get it. But there's a point where you need to get recharged. It's like your battery has been low. So I get it.
Okay.
At some point, you have to feed yourself. And by the way, I don't get fed either. That's why I have to charge a price for my service. That's the only way I get charged, because that's the only way I get fed, because you're going to go back and you're going to tell everyone that this priest from yesterday gave you the best healing that you've ever had and you're doing better, right? So that's how it works. See, I get it. I get it.
I don't know about that, but
I'm just
listening.
Kidding. I'm just joking with you because I like your humor and stuff. I joke with Ida, but it's fine.
Okay.
But that's why you don't have to think I'm saying anything to you in this lifetime. I'm just talking to you as an energy being, because who we are physically is just like a tip of the iceberg. And we're so much more our emotions, our thoughts, all our experiences, everything we brought to the table. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So what do we do next? What do we do? Like, what are you recommending then?
If you can get this book, if you can get this book and go through and as many friends as you can, do the tabs for you in these books. Do them as a surrogate for you. So
Wait. So let me tell you about the C word, Jen. I am telling very few people because I don't talk about it. So
that's
maybe
another thing.
12
don't
people in my
it.
Life know.
Right. So don't talk about it. So Virginia can do it for you.
Is,
whatever. So the two of you do it.
I cannot be the lens in a brain that we, we're looking to melt away are affecting my eyesight a little bit. So I have a little hard time reading. So is that on like an audio that book where I could listen to it?
Yeah. Have you gone through my YouTube channel? There's all these back sessions. You could sit there and you could do sessions on all the things that I've put up there for other people. And yeah, do every single one of them like
okay,
you.
Okay. Virginia did the research for me because a week ago, I wasn't feeling well at all. I had just got through the chemo.
Right.
And I wasn't able to do anything. This is my third week where they say that you start building up your strength again. You get your white blood count cells start rising again. because you build yourself up for the second treatment, which is Thursday, this Thursday.
Okay,
so
do this.
I'll be honest with you. I did not. Virginia did. My sister.
That's
my
okay.
Sister
did all That's the okay. That's okay, but you have this access, and Virginia can do the tabs on the videos for you. Or you can do them for yourselves, or she can tell you about this one to watch. She can do the tabs and just have you watch it. We remove all, we release being poisoned in our moments.
We release being poisoned in all moments. We release being poisoned in all moments. We release being poisoned in all moments. We release being poisoned in all moments. We release being poisoned in all moments.
We remove all blockages to optimal weight count in all moments.
We remove all blockages to ultimate weight count in all moments. We remove all blockages to ultimate weight count in all moments. We remove all blockages to ultimate weight counts in all moments. We remove all blockages to ultimate weight counts in all moments. We remove all blockages to ultimate weight counts in all moments.
So as you're doing that, I'm working here and I'm like, this is all I do all day is visualize. It's really easy for me to go in your body and say, okay, you need to like surge up your white blood cells. And I'm going to like visualize that. And actually, I was doing it earlier. I thought it was the oxygen level in your body, but it was actually the white blood cells. So are you going to get your white blood cells tested this week?
Yes, Thursday.
Okay, so please keep me posted if you can think of it and all you're doing. Please let me know if those are off the chart and the doctor is like, wow, your white blood cells are awesome. So that'll be one indication that the work we're doing together here is working. Another thing you can do is talk to your body. Now, whenever you're introduced to like a chemical, the body thinks it's being poisoned. So think of yourself as the God to your body. And all the cells in your body are little people. And they all have emotions. And you know how you like to give and give and give? Imagine that these cells are your job to be God of these cells, of your body. And what you're going to do is explain to them that the doctors are not trying to kill you. The doctors are helping you. Because in all the lifetimes on Earth, when someone came with you at you with a sharp implement or toxins, it meant that they were trying to take you out. So you got to shift that in your mind. Do you see that? And you prepare your body. Yeah. Now, I've done this for other clients. You prepare your body for what's coming as far as the next round of chemo. And so your body is not resisting it, saying, oh, this is the enemy. I'm being poisoned. I'm going to die. Visualize it being candy. Or it's something that you want in your body. So I know it doesn't taste like candy. I know it's awful and everything. But this is just to tell your body that it's something that it craves or it wants. And it's helpful to change that in your own mind. So you're all on the same page. That you're going to accept this healing. Does that make sense?
I understand. Is there a tapping we could do where I don't get that sick during this chemo? Like
that's the one. That's the one. The one about being poisoned. You want to do the energetic cleanse on being poisoned. You want to do the energetic cleanse and believe seeing the doctor as the enemy. Do the energetic cleanse on nausea. So do
and
this.
These are on your website?
No. The energetic cleanse is on the website. Yeah. So you download that and put this in all the blanks. Virginia, you'll help her, right? Because when you go through chemo, you get a little bit loopy anyway. So she's going to need you to help feed her these tabs with her, right?
Okay. So it's in that book.
It is in this book. You can get this book on my website. This would be also awesome for all these issues. And for short term, you can actually get the energetic cleanse off my website, just the protocol.
Okay.
But the thing is, when you purchase the book, you actually get a PDF version of the book. And so then you'll have all these tabs right with you, and you can go through the whole PDF and do all the tabs for Virginia you wanted in the whole book.
Okay. How long does it take to get the book, Jen?
If you order it, it takes a while because they print by demand. So it might take a couple weeks or something, but the PDF, you'll have it within the day. And then you have the intention that goes with it. So
right.
A lot of people have said that they book a session with me and then they immediately feel the healing. Like a lot of people that do sessions with me, they feel it. They're like empaths. So when they book a session, they feel it, and then they have dreams. And then I come to them as an angel and they feel me holding their hands and all these weird foofy things that you would like be freaked out. But if you want, look at her, look at you. If you want, I'd be happy to come with you Thursday and be with you.
Energy. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to fly there because it's really expensive. California's Australia, but
she started breaking up. Now you broke up my dog in the background. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So let's do this. I'll do it. We remove all blockages to optimal health.
Yes.
We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom. You got a tap. We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We remove all blockages to optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We are centered and empowered in optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We are centered and empowered in optimal joy, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We are centered and empowered in optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We are centered and empowered in optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments. We are centered and empowered in optimal joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. Oh, that's good. You're exhausted now. You need to rest now. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll send you this video. Is there any way that, is this a private thing, or do you want to put this video up to help other people who are struggling? It usually helps lots of people who, and then that like just empowers the healing. It's up to you guys. You want it private, or we can share it.
Oh, it'll help other people.
Yeah.
I'm being very private about the C word in my circle here. So that's right. The only reason I'm hesitant.
But
I don't think.
But that's not gonna. That's not gonna. The people who are gonna watch it are gonna be helping you heal because they're gonna send you these intentions to be healed and stuff. So it's gonna.
You could.
Thank you. Yeah. And oh, by the way, I think I have a video or two on the C word, that the people who have had the C word. So if you scroll into the videos, you can find it. And do exactly the tabs they did too. All right. There's every session is different. So their session is totally different than yours.
Okay. And if she wants to do another session after she feels better after the
absolutely.
With you, she can.
Absolutely. Even if you don't feel good, you know, you had a response to me singing. We can do a whole hour. If it's going to comfort you, we can do a whole hour where I can sing and pull the issues out through singing because it seems to help you. So definitely, you don't have to wait unless you're up to it, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hope that do you feel my love, you guys? Do you feel my love?
Yes. Yes.
So that
yes.
love is the conduit. That's the conduit for healing. And so as long as you feel my love, which you said you do, that means you have access to the healing energy. And I can feel your energy opening up and releasing, okay? And I'm holding these attentions for you. We're not done. I'm here for you, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. You be well.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.